The Federal Health Minister is good enough to give us some time on a busy day. Susan Lee is on the phone. Minister, thank you.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Did you get a small break?
I did. I did a lot of reading. I read a lot of emails and...
Read a lot of it. That's not reading. You can't class that as reading. That's work.
Yes, look, I did read a couple of books as well. The pages, the real pages.
I was going to say, is there any emails that you can recommend that I read next summer? No, thank you very much. I know that today is very busy. Tell us what you've announced today, just so we can be clear. You have dumped the plans for Medicare rebate changes. What's happened?
Well, Medicare rebate changes due to take effect on Monday would have meant that for a short consultation, a GP could charge a lot less than they presently generally do. So this was, I think, a source of distress and angst for the sector. There was a certain amount of misinformation that went out as well and muddied the waters. Well, just that this was going to see the end of bulk billing generally. It wasn't. It was simply a move to recognise that if the consultation is short, the Medicare rebate should be less. Yeah.
Oh, well, if people if people are muddying the waters and putting out misinformation, why don't you stick to your guns and put it through anyway, if it's misinformation and not correct?
Look, there was some misinformation, but I did also appreciate the genuine response that created anxiety.
Minister, it's not misinformation. You couldn't bring the public, and I know you're new to the job, but it is not misinformation. You couldn't bring the public along with you on this one, could you?
Well, the public wasn't happy, doctors weren't happy, and I, as an incoming minister, decided that my stamp on this portfolio was going to be and will be to get out there, to consult, to visit doctors where they practice, to talk to them, to talk to their patients, to effectively travel the country and make sure I understand their experiences and hear their messages firsthand. So that's what I've kicked off today. And these changes that were going to come in on Monday will no longer go ahead.
You said that you will pause, listen and consult. I think you said at your press conference today. What does that mean? You're still committed to, I think, the GP co-payment has been the biggest concern that people have had. Are you still committed to that?
Well, doctors have actually told me the changes to consultation rebate payments for short and longer consults, these are the things we have taken off the table, have been the biggest source of concern. That was a message that I got from medical groups and from doctors themselves. What I'd like to say about the co-payment is, yes, it is still government policy. What we need to do is put a price signal into health by effectively saying, if I go to the doctor, I should pay a modest co-payment. If somebody on a self-funded retiree goes to the doctor, they should also pay perhaps a bit less than me. And our vulnerable, our children, our defence veterans and special cases with concessions shouldn't have to pay.
Yeah.
So this is also about maintaining the importance and the strength of bulk billing. But can I tell you, there's an awful lot of consults that take place today which are bulk billed for people like me. And dare I say it, people like you who can afford to make a payment.
Yeah.
So we haven't got it right.
Look, there is some sense in that, but you called it price signalling. And you also, and I think this is a mistake, if you don't mind me saying, that Peter Dutton made. He talked about if you're able to afford something, then you should pay extra. Now, you can't, if somebody were to pull up at the Bowser or they were to go and get a sandwich at a cafe, just because they're on good money and they can afford something doesn't necessarily mean that they should be paying it. I mean, the world can't work like that, particularly from a Conservative government, surely.
Well, this is an investment by the government into the health system. So, you know, we don't tell doctors what to do, we don't tell them what to charge, but we have to have a conversation around the investment that we make to support Medicare.
But Minister, I'm talking about charging people extra just because they can afford it. I understand what you're saying. I mean, that taxation system has been in for hundreds of years, but just because people can afford it, do we really need to stick extra on it?
Well, we have to recognise that it's not sustainable the way it is because the cost is increasing at such a rapid rate, so something has to be done. Now, I think the something that has to be done is to recognise that there is a cohort of people that perhaps don't need to be bulk billed or that can, if they are bulk billed, pay a co-payment of $5.
But is the co-payment isn't actually going back in to save Medicare anywhere. It's going into your medical research fund, isn't it?
Yes, and that's been supported, as has the principle of the co-payment by the doctors, by the AMA, and also by Labor from time to time. So there is general support for those measures.
So why do we, you talk about, you're linking the price signal or the co-payment or whatever we call it, you're linking that to saving Medicare. How is that possible when it goes into the medical research fund? Do you see why I can't join the dots there?
Well, not all of it is destined to go into the medical research fund. And
well, that's how it was sold.
Can I come back to my first point, which is that what I'm going to do is consult with doctors about what they want to see. So I rang the main medical groups this morning before I made the announcement, and without fail, they said, look, we understand what you're trying to do. We do know that Medicare is costing too much over time, and with Australia's ageing population, that is going to skyrocket. We understand you have to do something about it. And effectively, what that means is that some people will have to pay more in order particularly to support the vulnerable, those who have chronic disease, those who visit the doctor frequently, those who can't actually afford to pay.
Yeah. But you're making that, if you don't mind me saying, you're making that into a very binary argument. You're saying you either have a price signal or a co-payment, or you don't help the vulnerable. Of course we want to help the vulnerable.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that that has to be part of the discussion and part of the mix of policy. If I knew what we were ultimately going to do in every single area, this would be a sham consultation. It's actually a real consultation. I want to hear from those who work on the ground with the system day to day. And, I will do that. I will make sure that I hear their messages. And by reading so much of what they've sent me over the break, I've got a very good reflection of how they feel, and I understand they're unhappy. I acknowledge that, I accept it, and I need to talk to them.
All right. I wish you all the very best of luck in the job. It's a little bit like being handed a sick pig.
Oh, I don't feel like that at all. I think it's a privilege to be the health minister, and I'm just delighted to take on the challenge. And
well, you've got a very good reputation, and you've got a very good name. So I do wish you the best of luck. I wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, I've got a little question. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we have been talking about it a bit today, and it's something this program has been talking about a lot in the last 12 months, is the medicinal use of cannabis, which is going to be supported by Mike Baird and the New South Wales government. Can I ask you, as the health minister, where do you stand on that?
Look, I've yet to receive briefings from my department, but in principle, as an individual, I support it.
You support it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.